Well, today we'll be confronted by God's Word in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. My title is Holiness Required. Today we're going to talk about holiness, and if you are a Christian, you are called to be holy. When I was a lost man before I got converted, I used to say, as a pagan, living in adultery, living in sin, I would say, God is love, 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 because I wanted God to overlook my sins. Yeah. In reality, I was lost, lost, lost. Yeah. And then shortly after that, I get converted. You fast forward, and right out of the gate, I'm reforming, and I'm zealous, and I have all this vigor, and I'm excited about God, and I said, He is justice, and He needs to pound away at sinners, and God is just. But I never until very recently really realized the word that summarizes God best, and that He is holy. It's what the Sephirim say, He is holy, holy, holy. That's the word, if we're going to use one word, that sets God apart.
Amen.
Is His holiness.
Right.
So let's read 1 Peter chapter 1, 15 and 16. But as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, You shall be holy, for I am holy. We glorify God best by being like Him. Holiness defines the Christian's new nature and conduct. Just to throw these at you quickly, there's all kinds of places in Scripture that talk about holiness and how we ought to live to be like Christ. And I'm just going to throw some of these at you. And I'm just hitting the tip of the iceberg today. But this just gets you a feel of how we are to be as Christians. The Bible says we are to wear the breastplate of righteousness, to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, to think on what is true and honorable, to put off the old man and put on the new, to flee immorality, to love not the world, to mortify the deeds of the flesh, to buffet our bodies, to bring into subjection, to present our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice to God. Paul even says, to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. To walk in the Spirit so you don't fulfill the desires of the flesh. To be imitators of God as His beloved children, Ephesians 5:1. And then Peter, here he is today, he makes the call of all calls, and taken from the book of Leviticus, he says, God says you be holy as He is holy. Yep. You're called to be holy and to live holy lives. As a Christian, you will not be perfect in this life, but you will sin less and less in your walk, and you will have righteousness increase, and your sin will decrease.
Right.
In other words, you will sin less and you will obey more.
Amen.
The war against flesh and the pursuit of holiness. You know, it is said that everyone has a sense, even pagans, have a sense of holy time and holy space. If you think back in your childhood, you probably remember a time where you go to a special place, a part where in your life where you would set apart. You maybe had a spot in your room you went to, or you went to a closet if something happened, or you grabbed the little dog and you went in the corner of a house. Maybe you got on your bike and ran outside and went around your neighborhood. You had a special place, a place that took on special significance to you. Even further than that, every year, there's one day of the year that's special. That's special to you in your life, which is called your birthday. It has special importance to you. Every year during the course of the year, we celebrate what is called a holiday or a holy day. A day that is not like ordinary days. A day that is set apart. That is a special day. A day that is different from the ordinary. A day that is special, that is set apart for a particular kind of remembrance. Sacred space and sacred time. Now let me go further into the spiritual realm. What makes something special, sacred, and holy is God's touch upon it. When the one who is different and the other and the sacred touches which is ordinary, it becomes extraordinary. When God touches you and you became a Christian, you became rare, you became uncommon, you became different, you became set apart.
Amen.
You became holy.
Amen.
So the question for you today is, have you been touched by God? Has your soul been changed? Are you certain that the divine God of the universe has touched your soul? Not cleaned up your act, but you are truly pursuing holiness. Is that a desire in your life? Because it should be, because you are called to be holy.
Amen.
R.C. Sproul, the primary meaning of holiness means to separate that which is different from something else. Holiness is a reference to God's transcendence, that He is superior and higher to anything that's created. The holy is mysterious, it is powerful, it is rare, and it is fleeting. And there's something special about the holiness of God that attracts us to it and also terrifies us and scares us. On the one hand, it fascinates, and the other, it terrifies us. If you look at the life of Jesus, for instance, many people were either drawn to Him or they were terrified of Him and wanted to crucify Him and kill Him.
Right.
It's one of the two. He embodied holiness. He was holy. He was perfect, and He was righteous. So, quickly, on terror of holiness, when you sin, I'll give you a quick practical example. I don't have much time today, but practically, if you sin and you're a Christian and you're in a season of sin, it will hinder your prayer life. There was a time, now I'm pretty perfect in my marriage, but this one time, this one particular time, I messed up, okay? I messed up in my marriage, and I knew I messed up. And so what I did was, my wife, you know, when we're in an argument, she's like, hey, I got to get away from you. I need to go into another room. I've had enough of you for a while. And I'm like, no, we're going to work this out. Well, she's going off in another room. We had our argument. And now the Holy Spirit starts working on me. Ryan, that's a mess. You need to make things right. And then what are you going to do now? You're going to pray. And I found in that moment, when I had this sin, in that moment, it was hard for me to pray. Because I was having to go to God. And here He is, the Holy of Holies, and I'm carrying this sin. It was rather difficult for me.
Yeah.
When you sin, it will hinder your prayer life.
Yeah, that's right.
God sees everything.
That's right.
He sees all. Another thing, Jesus talks about prayer when He says, when the disciples came and said, hey, teach us how to pray, Lord. And He says, okay, first and foremost, my Father in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. In other words, Your name is holy. Jesus wanted us to realize that His name is different than all other names.
Right.
His name is set apart. You can say my name and I can say your name, but His name is a significant name. It is a name that is set apart.
Right.
And we need to be careful in how we use His name.
Amen.
You know, in America, if you could, let's just say, you could rip out the Bill of Rights, you could rip out the Constitution, and the government came to you and said, you can pick 10 laws. 10 laws. You get 10. Most people, even pagans, would pick do not murder and do not steal. Very few might say children honor your father and mother. But God in His top 10 had do not take my name in vain. That made His top 10. That's amazing to me because His name is holy. His name is set apart. So be careful. Just quickly, please be careful how you use His name. Don't use it as a cuss word. God wrote a national constitution for a government, and in His top 10 laws was do not take my name in vain.
That's right.
God will not tolerate His name to be slandered. Now, let's go further. Hebrews 12:14 says to strive for holiness. Without it, you will not see God. When we are called to be holy, we are called to be different. When God says, be holy for I am holy, He is saying, be different for I am different. Be different from the normal standards of the world. J.C. Ryle's book on holiness says, how shall we ever be happy at home in heaven if we die unholy?
Yeah.
Death works no change. The grave makes no alteration. Each will rise with the same character in which he breathed his last.
Amen.
Where will our place be if we're strangers to holiness now?
Right.
1 Thessalonians 4:7, for God has not called us to impurity, but in holiness. We have what we have up here is the book of all books. It is the Holy Bible. Why is that? Because it's a book that's not an ordinary book. It's a book that's set apart. It's a book that's different than all other books. It is the Holy Bible.
Amen.
This book is set apart. We sing around this time of the year, O Holy Night. Why? Because it's a special night.
Yeah.
It was a night that was different from all ordinary nights, wasn't it? This night was set apart. And when you look at that baby in that manger, you know that that was a holy, set apart night. Beloved, express and show what righteousness is in a dying land. The primary task of the Christian is to mirror and reflect the character of God to a dying world.
Amen.
So the question to you today, are you mirroring and reflecting God's character to a dying world?
Amen.
You can come to church, but when you leave this building, do you mirror and reflect God's holy character in your life?
Amen.
Wherever you go, to work, to home, in front of your wife and your children, to your job, are you an image, a walking mirror and reflection of God's holy character? Do you reveal holiness to other people? Are you a symbol of holiness? You be holy as I am holy. That's what you're commanded today, beloved. Let's pray. Father, holiness comes from you. It's obedience to your will and commands. It's the Spirit's work in the soul of a man to be made like and conformed to be like you. In the process, we become partakers of your divine nature, Lord. And Lord, we want to be a living, holy sacrifice acceptable to you in our lives.
Amen.
So Lord, make us to be like Christ today. What a heavy prayer to ask that, Father. But Lord, we desire, if we are Christians, we should desire to be holy, to be made like you, and to please and honor you, Father. Lord, we love you, and also I want to pray for someone here today is lost, that has no desire to be holy, has no desire to be like Jesus. Lord, I pray that the sermons that are preached today from this pulpit break them and show them the condition they are before a holy and righteous God.
Amen.
They need to see your holiness and from the wrathful side. They need to see that they enter into your sanctum when they come onto holy ground, that they are a foreigner and they cannot be in front of you. Lord, break them. Show them where they stand before you, Lord. And Lord, save a lost soul today.
Yeah.
In Christ's name I pray. Amen.